Okay, tov. So, you should. Okay, so the Gemara, which is relevant to us, is on Daf Ayin Ches. Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. The Dion is Kol Mishan Nikra Gazlan, right? Kol Mayvir Al Das Shel Al Daito Shabal Beis Nikra Gazlan, according to Rabbi Meir, right? So anybody who is changing something from what its original purpose was, then he has nullified his own ownership of that object, right? And in maintaining possession of that object, when he has changed what he was meant to use for, he becomes a gazlan. The Gemara asks, where does that come from? And one of the options that it gives is, you know, minyan diyoma, magvas purim, or magavas purim, or magavas purim, or whatever, right? Something, right? Matanes le'avyonim, right? That stalker that we give on Purim. Okay, so the Gemara, let's just skip straight to it. Right, Desanya, Mageves Purim Le Purim. The money that's collected on Purim should be used only on Purim. Mageves Ha'ir Lo Oiso Ha'ir. If you collect money for the city, no, dafka about Purim. Then for that city, not for somewhere else, right? Ve'ein medakdikin bedavar. Oof. And we're not medakdik. Who knows what that means? I'm sorry?
Probably that if you by mistake messed up with the other.
So Rashi says it's you don't what we don't know it means we're not a dark take. Usually when you give stuff to an ani, you give however much the ani needs. Right? And then you keep the rest for a different ani. So when it comes to stock money which is given for a very specific purpose, we don't do that. Right, we give it to that person, dafka, even if it's more than what they need. Right, so you'll distribute all the money on Purim, or you'll distribute all the money to a name of that year city, even if they don't need that much. Okay? And then he says, Aval, loikhin es agolin. However, you do, what you do is you take a golem, you take calves, v'shochtin, and you shech them, v'oichin es an, you eat them, v'hamoysar yipol l'kit shel tzaka. And whatever's left over we'll go to tzedakah. What does whatever the stuff mean? If you shecht it and you're eating all the meat, what's the mosar? What's left over? Leftover meat. Rashi says you sell it. Right, you sell it, and then that money will now go to tzedakah. So even though we don't save money in advance, if you have money left over, you can then send it over to regular tzedakah. Okay. So Rabbi Eliezer, remember, give us a Purim, the Purim, ve'ein ha'ani rashlai l'kach, mehen ritzul l'sandali, elem ken yitzna b'mai ma'ad she'yayir. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov mishum Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now we have a problem. The Gemara very, very obviously has a bad girsa. Right, it says, Rabbi Eliezer says, ma'geras Purim, Purim. Ve'ein ha'ani rashlai l'kach, mehen ritzul l'sandali. And the ani is not allowed to take, is not allowed to use it for anything other than Purim, meaning other than the Seuda. Right, he has even to you to buy a strap for his sandal. Meaning, this is a very, very basic need to have proper footwear. Right, this is pretty much one of the most basic things that a person can have. And even so, an ani's not allowed to use this money for it, unless he got together the important people in the city and he said, and he was like master with them, whatever, and they said that's okay. You can change what this money is meant for. A relatively difficult to do, right? And this Divrei Rabbi Yaakov Shamar Mishum Rabbi, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov said in Rabbi Meir. The problem is we already said that Rabbi Eliezer said this. Like I said, very, very obviously there is a girsa problem in this Gemara. That'll become very, very important in 1 minute. V'Rabban Moshe Melaleel Meikel and Rabbi Shul Rabban Moshe Melaleel's Meikel. What's he Meikel on? Right, so the Gemara says, is it that he, the Gemara says Rabban Moshe Melaleel's Meikel. The question we're showing him, is he Meikel b'dieved, meaning if the ani did it, is it that he's not a gazlan? Or is he Meikel even lechatchila, that's mutter for the ani, take this money and use it for other things? Right? Okay, so that's really the central here in the sugya. Right? We're doing a Matthias Levianim today. Right? Is it that it's aser for an ani to take the money and use it for something else? But if he did, because of various halachis that are really not Purim Malachis Bechlal, it's Mutter. Or is it that, no, it's Mutter, as in Bedieved, he's not a Gazlan. Or is it Bechlal, it's Mutter for an Ani to take Matanis of Yonim Purim and leave it for something that has nothing to do with Purim. So if I say that he has to use it for the purpose of the this Purim, then what am I really saying? What's Matanis Levi Yonim?
24-7.
Yeah, it's not really Tzedakah, right? It's very, very similar to, for example, Mishloach Manos. Right? It's like Mishloach Manos plus. You're giving somebody money to buy a Se'uta. That's what it's fair for. It's not really Tzedakah in the classic sense. If you say that it's really mut... Sorry?
Is that a way of understanding Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Since there's two ways of understanding
it. Yeah, it depends on if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Lechatchila or only B'dievet. Right? If he's Lechatchila, then you have to say it's really Tzedakah. Because then the Ani can take the money and use it for what he wants. If it's B'dievet, then it's really it's about Purim. It's not about Tzedakah. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Desan... Dilma hasam nami da dais de Purim hu diyavle. Maybe this case is different. It's not because of issues of kolamayvra al dai tisha baal bai. It's not because you're changing from what the original object was meant for. It's because in this particular case, the person who gave the money was very makbid that it should be dafka for Purim. It should be dafka for the mitzvah of Matanis Levi Yonim. And therefore it has, you know, it's... Okay. A dai de midi acharina lo yavle. He didn't give it to him for anything other than for Purim. That's the Gemara. Tov. Alright, so if we look, the Gemara seems to say very, very explicitly that Matanis Levi Yonim is meant at least lechatchila for the purpose of Seudas Purim. Right? No? Strengthening that impression, if you look at Tosis on the Daf, right? Dibur Hamaskal Magevis Purim Purim. Right? Says we have an explicit Gemara in Arachin that says that you can take tzedakah money and use it for something else. As long as for a different mitzvah, but you can use it for something else, right? Says the Yishloimar the Dafka Purim. Remember the Hacha the Ein Leshanes Megevus Eir LaOisa Ha'ir Nami the Purim Dafka. Says the Tosfos. When it comes to the money of tzedakah, you can change and use it for some other tzedakah. You can use it for some other mitzvah. But right, the money that is set aside for Matanis Levi Yonim, you cannot use for anything else. Only Matanis Levi Yonim. Right? Yeah. So Matanis Levi Yonim is. Tzedakah or Seuda. I assume that nobody can say anything, right?
Okay.
Right? Seuda, Rashi, and Tosfos both say it's really about a Seuda, and therefore they very neatly gave us our first Nafka Mina Ein Lashanos. They say, you can't change it. At all.
So what about, would you not be able to say the same thing about that Mishloach Manos accomplish the same purpose, or could you say it's the same thing?
I'm sorry,
for Mishloach Manos, like about Seuda versus Reu, like, would you not be able to say Seuda for both of them, or could you say two mitzvot that accomplish the same purpose?
Two mitzvot that are doing similar things. I'll have to exact that same thing. Right? But related, sure. And the Gemara does talk about them Bechadamachta and Megillah, so it's not crazy. They appear at the same, like, moment right next to each other in the Pasuk.
What type of Ani qualifies?
For Matanis Levi Yonim?
Yeah.
So I don't have any Makor for you from that and Daf, but it's totally the same question, right? If it's regular Tzedakah, it's okay. If it's regular Tzedakah, then Matanis Levi Yonim, then it'll be the regular definition of an Ani. Right? Meaning somebody doesn't have a time Zuz. If it's a definition, if it's specific to Purim, it might be somebody doesn't have money to pay for a Seudas Purim.
Yeah. And if someone, let's say someone only has 100 shekel, but they do have that money and they couldn't really spend it on Purim, can they spend that on the Seuda? And let's say that they would have bought shoelaces with that, but they're not going to because they spend on the Seuda, can they spend the money that they get from the Tanis Evian on the shoelaces? Like do a cheshbon that. They had to spend their own money
in Sudan. Tali, if you're passing like Tanakama or whoever is the second day in the Brexit, no?
No, but even saying that you, that, like, like this thing that it has to be, it goes with the Siddur, can go towards you paying for the Siddur, even though it's not going directly towards the Siddur, but it's filling in with debt from the fact that you paid for the Siddur.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay,
fine. That is Rashi and Tosfos. Now, just to flesh it out, why we have a Tosefta, right? This is Tosefta. By the way, this Tosefta has no Girsa problems, right? There is only one Girsa of this Tosefta, Baruch Hashem. There is one thing in its entire shir that only has one Girsa, and this is it. The Tosefta says, Mageres Purim, the Purim, Gris Yir, La Yosa Yir, Eim Adatigin, Vemagris Purim, Aval Meloichin, Es Ha'agalam, Vashochtin, Vahochin, Aisam, Vamosar, Al Yipolakis, Shel Zaka. You know, I guess of the Sefta. There cannot be leftovers because it cannot go to Tzedakah. In that case, what are you going to do if you do have leftovers? You can't.
Next Purim?
Yep. Next Purim, right? We're going to see Rishonim say that. Right? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Magvitz Purim, Al Yasem Minu Ani Ritzua Lesandala, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hilva Mais, Lechavera, Likach Mahem Peiris, Al Yikach Mahem Kelem, Al Yikach Mahem Peiris, Mishagonev Das Malve. Says Rabbi Meir, if you borrow money for a particular purpose, you can't then use the money for something different, because you're changing it from what it was originally meant to be used for. Rabbi Shimon ben Lezer, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Hilva Mois Mechavera, Likach Behem Chaluk, Al Yikach Behem Talis, Al Yikach Behem Chaluk, Mnesha Gainav Zasmal, that's similar. Okay. But that is the Tosefta. Clearly, the Tosefta is half made its way into Agmara. Imki Agmara is a very, very different Girsa of the Tosefta, right? Right, Tosefta, in our manuscript of the Tosefta, this Girsa of the Tosefta is undisputed.
Does the Gra dispute it?
No. Nobody disputes the Girsa of the Tosefta, right? The Girsa of the Tosefta is what it is, but in other sources, like the Gemara quoting it, it clearly worked out a little different, right? And let's look at Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a very different read. Magvitz Purim Purim Amar Rilezer Vilvaj Yishne Mimena Ha'ani Ritzua Leminalei. Right, Magus Purim is for Purim, and you can't change it at all. Right, Aim Medakdik Mitzvahs Purim Ella Kol Mishu Poshet Es Yado Lito Noisin Lo. And you're not Medakdik. What does you're not Medakdik mean? Remember what Rashi said that you're not Medakdik means that you don't make sure that every ani receives just what they need. Right, you give as much as they want. You just give it all away. You don't keep any. Right, we're not economical about it. Says the Yerushalmi, no, Ein Medaktikin doesn't mean that. Ein Medaktikin means that you don't check if the ani is really an ani. Yeah? This is a different way of reading Ein Medaktikin. Ela kol mishul poshut, you have a little nothing, no, anybody who wants to take, you give it to him. Ein Meshanen b'mois purim. Hashar kol mois meshanen. You don't change the mois purim, but you can change any other tzedakah. Ella kol ha'mois actually not nula gizvarim at rashi l'shanoisan mishani not nitznula gizvarim at rashi l'shanoisan. Any other money before it's given to the gizvarim, it can be changed to something else. Afterwards, it can't. But mois purim can't be changed at all. Right? The Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi v'chayev achalik aniim lo lachalik laaniim b'yomik purim. But yom purim, sorry. Ein poches mishnei aniim noisan lekol echad matana achas ei matan. Oy mois, oy mini tavshil, oy mini ochen, shnei maro matanis levyonim, shtei matanis l'shnei anim. Ve'ein edaktikin b'mois purim ala kola poshet yadei litol nois ninlo. Right, so the Rambam paskins it like the Yerushalmi. What does the Rambam not mention? Yeah, firstly, he doesn't mention that you can't change it. Ve'ein mishanem mois purim l'zdaka acheres. He does mention, but he doesn't mention the ani can't change it. Right? What else does the Rambam not mention? That there can't be leftovers. Right, so the Rambam has left out the two dinim that appear in both the Tosefta and the Bavli in favor of the Yerushalmi. Right? That there can't be leftovers and that the Ani is not allowed to change it. Only the Gizbar is not allowed to change it according to the Rambam, and there can be leftovers. Why not? So, is the Rambam saying it's a special din in Sos Purim, or is it din in Tzedakah? Yeah, regular Tzedakah. Pashtus. Right? It's a special chiyuv of tzedakah that falls on Purim, but it's nevertheless tzedakah. It's not paying for somebody's suda.
What did you say was the first thing that Rambam when you said first?
He leaves out that the ani can't change it to something else, that the ani has to use it for something, it has to use it for Suda's Purim. And he leaves out that there can't be leftovers. Yeah. Right, so the two dinim that appear in the Bavli. Okay, so this is the problem with giving shir to a room full of gosh guys. Right? You say a line like the Rambam passed in like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, and everybody's like, oh, okay. No, the Rambam did not pass in like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Nevertheless, we have a problem. The Rambam is clearly so the Bavli. So, as I promised, we are going to have Girsa issues in this year. Right? There is a big question about what exactly is the Girsa in the Gemara. Right? So let's look at skip the Ramban for a minute. Let's go to the Riff. I'm sorry?
Did the Rambam see the Yerushalmi?
Probably, but...
Do they have separate versions of the Sefta?
Yes. There are big Girsa problems in the Sefta. This particular halacha in the Sefta has no Girsa problem, though. But at least not that we know of.
They would have seen the Sefta as a separate work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the riff. Desanya magavis purim purim ve'ein medakling medavar ve'ein anashe ani rashai likach me'in ritzul esandale elem ken hitzna be'amamad anshei ha'ir divrei Rabbi Yaakov sh'amar misham Rabbi Meir among li'el mekel. Oh. Okay, so what's different in the riff? Doesn't mention that there isn't any leftovers. Okay.
First opinion is missing.
He's missing the Tanakhama altogether, right? Magas Purim LePurim is the start of the Tanakhama. It's missing altogether in the Riff. Right? This, by the way, just in case you don't believe me, is an actual Gersa in the Gemara. We're not going to read it inside, but this, if you see, I have included a scan of the Ksav Yad for you, just for fun, basically.
Where'd you get it?
Sorry? The Friedberg Project. It's actually a fragment. Friedberg is this American billionaire who basically pays a bunch of people in Bnei Brak to sit and Bnei Brak and Meir Sharim to sit around and scan manuscripts into the computer and type them up and categorize them and say what they are. And then it is freely available to all and sundry. The Friedberg Project.
Friedberg.
The Friedberg Nitzah Project, yeah. So really, really, it's really, really useful. I use it a lot.
Do you check your science at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you check your science at all?
Fair bit.
Also, like when the Rosh Yeshiva saying to Kali to check the curses, they check on something like this?
Not sure if the Rosh Yeshiva know about this.
But this has enough.
I don't know how well the Rosh Yeshiva know how to use a computer. Theoretically, though. I'm sorry? Rami Dan uses Barilan.
But this is enough. You can check everything.
Oh, it's very useful. Yeah, I use it a lot. Anyway, top. Okay, so that is it's fine. Sorry.
JewishManuscripts.org.
Maybe.
Jewish Manuscript Society.
Yes. Right. Okay. So that is that is another Girsa in the Gemara. No, this Girsa doesn't totally explain the Rambam. It is missing the bit that there should not be leftovers, which is good for us in the Rambam. What it is not missing is that the Ani is not allowed to change anything. Right. So we still haven't found the Rambam's Girsa. No? So let's look at the Ramban. With that introduction, that I have, I think, conclusively proved that there are Girsa problems in this Gemara. Let's see if we can work out exactly what Girsa the Rambam had in front of him. It says, Hadisnan, Mageves Purim LePurim, Mutar Moisar Mageves Purim, Kamar. Right, whatever's left over is what it's really talking about. She'im Osir Yuhei LePurim above. If they left it over, it should be kept for next Purim. V'yesh lefarish, and they could explain shekol ma shegavu b'yom Purim afal pishegavu stam yehilu suros Purim v'chenikar, and whatever they you can explain that whatever they collected on Purim, even if nobody really specified, you can assume it's really matanis levyonim. It's intended to be used for seudas Purim. Okay, and he thinks that's correct. V'katzani alav tosefto magves ha'ir lo sa'ir ve'ein medak tekin davar. Right, magves ha'ir is for the same city. The aim and you don't say you don't you're not medakta, we don't check it. Loimar ani ze roi vani ze in or ain roi. Ela noisin they call me shayu kakol samechin imanu bein roi bein she ain roi. We don't start wondering if this only somebody should receive money or not. We just give it to anybody who asks. So like I said, there is in manuscripts no different gifts of the scepter. Clearly, the Ramban did have a different gifts of the scepter though. Right? I don't know what his girsa was, but it was something different to what we have in front of us, because he's missing a fair bit of our Tosefta, and he adds stuff in, which is really from the Yerushalmi. Yeah? And then, Dimei Mishteh V'Simcha Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Dimei Mishteh V'Simcha, and here the Ramban explains the reason. Really, the whole point of these mitzvahs is to make everybody happy. Right? So since you're making everybody happy, okay, you're not really checking if the person's an ani, but who cares? You're making him happy. That's also, it's good if even if he isn't an ani to make him happy. It's a kiyum stan. What?
So shouldn't be
matanot levyon
if you're
matanot ishle.
Why?
But the evidence, it doesn't matter that much if it's... No, well, you have mishloch ma'is ishle.
Yeah.
We have that as well.
Yeah,
but
why do we care about
Evyonim?
It's the same as
well as Because Evyonim are particularly vulnerable. They need lots of Simcha. We want to specify that they dafka should get Simcha. Right, the Rambam says that. Right, the Rambam in Halakhi Yitzayim, which we didn't read. Mutar la'adam laharbeis mentayis yonim melaharbeis betzudasav mishloch menes ishle re'eu. She'ein she'em Simcha gadol mefo'ara el lasameach levanim ve'yisayim ve'almanis ve'geirim. That's the biggest Simcha. These people are desperately in need of some simcha, so therefore we're going to give them lots of simcha. Right? Okay. And then it says, Mishloch Manos Namiksev, and Mishloch Manos, it's part of really Matanis, Matanis of Yonim, Mishloch Manos are really the same sort of thing, right? It's just like special gift dafka for the Yonim. V'chein matzasi b'Yerushalayim perakam t'gilei medakti g'mayis purim ala kol ha'poshet yada nitzel noitzel 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 Fine. That's the Ramban's opinion. It says, and maybe in medachting doesn't just mean that you don't tell, that you don't get to decide which ani you're going to give to. You give to any ani who asks. Maybe it also means that if you that you don't decide how much they get, right? That you don't budget it, right? You just try to use up all the money, so there's nothing left over. Like says the Ramban, Rashi explained. What's the problem? Rashi did say it, but who else said it? The Gemara explicitly said that, right? Right, the Gemara said you take all of the money and you shech the agalim and you eat them in the street, and then whatever left over will be noifel tzedakah, or al yipol tzedakah, depending on which kirsa you have. But one way or another, right, what the Gemara says very explicitly is that you take all the money and use it all for the Seudas Purim. Right? So Shkoyach Rashi said it, but Rashi is really just explaining something that's already in the Gemara. So the Ramban is clearly saying that he had a different guess in the Gemara to Rashi. No? So, I haven't found that guess. I don't think it exists. That's it. I don't think we have it. But I wrote up for you underneath this manuscript, that manuscript that I copied in. I wrote up what I suspect was the guess that Ramban had in front of him. Right? No, the Ramban clearly didn't have an explanation of Ein Medakting Gadavar here, but he quotes from the Tosefta in Yerushalmi, but he doesn't quote from the Bavli. Right, so clearly he didn't have any explanation of what he meant. And he says, Rabbi Elazar Amir, Magvasa Purim Lepurim. And this would have been what the Gersa Ramam had. The Ramam clearly had an opinion that was different to this opinion that said that the Ani can only use it, can't even use it for a shilas, because the Rambam doesn't mention that halacha. Right? And the Rambam also clearly didn't have Ein Medaktik in Medavar means that you have to shecht all the cows and whatever, because he doesn't mention that. Right? And this is what the Ram had in front of him. Now, I'll go further. This is probably also what Rashi had in front of him. Can anybody see it? No, can anybody guess why I think that's probably what the case was?
Was this the same one underneath the picture?
Yeah, Magavis Purim Purim. I think it's probably what Rashi had in front of him. I think the Ramban is right that Rashi explained it and then it wasn't in the Gemara Rashi had in front of him. Does anybody know why? Sometimes this happens, right? The way the original Pirush Rashi was published was it was interpolated into the Gemara, right? In slightly smaller characters.
Steinsaltz.
No, Steinsaltz doesn't do that. Kind of like Ice Girls Perish, a little bit, yeah. And then they did the Gemara, and then in smaller characters, Rashi was written in the text, running in the text.
We have Gemaras that look
like
that.
Yeah, we have manuscripts of that. The result of what happened with that is that once in a while, some copyist or printer wasn't careful, and they ended up inserting Rashi directly back into the Gemara. Right? They didn't realize that the font was a little bit different, or that the size of the text was a little bit different.
Is that why they had Rashi script?
Sorry? Rashi's script was just it was an arbitrary decision about what the script was going to be. And the Gemaras were also printed in that script. That is exactly what happened, right? That's probably what happened here, right? Rashi probably wrote his comment in smaller script, and then it got, at some stage or another, it got added into the Gemara, and then later on, somebody copied it from the Gemara into the Tosefta. Right, is probably what happened, which is why all the Rishonei Sfarah don't have that text. Note, the Rambam doesn't have it. The Ramban doesn't have it. The Rif doesn't have it. And by the way, if you're interested, you can check me on this, but it's true. The Rashba doesn't have it. And the Ritva doesn't have it. And the Nimuki Yosef doesn't have it. There's not a single Rishonei Sfarah who has it.
Which
is
that
worthy,
please?
Sorry?
Which words are we talking about? We're talking about the
Lokhtam Shoftim. Yeah, from there on. Everything from in Medakti and Medavra until the next opinion in the Brisa. Right, it's simply missing from the Gemaras of literally every single Rishon in Sfarad, and the answer why is probably because it was never in the Gemara at all. Rashi also didn't have it in the Gemara. Rashi explained it.
And the printing was not in Sfarad.
No. The printing happened much later. This one probably happened with a copyist. Would be my guess. Right, because I checked, it's already in the Kisvei Yad Gemara that we have in the 4th and the 14th century. The second I realized that there was a Girsa problem here, I started checking all the Kisvei Yad I could find. Okay, fine. So we have, in principle, a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on the one side, who say that's Midin Suas Purim. What did I say? Oh, by the way, just didn't someone tell Ramosha that I said any of that, it's all good. What? Right? I didn't say any of that.
What?
I said, don't tell Rav Moshe, it's all good.
not
very much, but I think in this case I'm right. Like, as in, clearly a Girsa problem, there's no question. Different Rishonim are literally quoting different Girsais. Anyway. Right, we have Rashi and Tosfos who learned the Gemara that this din of Magas Purim Purim, that Matanis Lev Yonim is a din in Seudas Purim, right? And therefore, aim a darkening and davar has nothing to do with who you're giving it to, it's how you're to use it. You have to use it after for Seudas Purim, right? But you're not careful to use it in the most minimal fashion for Seudas Purim. You just make a big Seudah for the Aniyim, right? Then, on the other hand, you have the Rambam and Ramban. Like I said, if you want, you can check it in. You can check it in the Rishonim and the Perushim tomorrow. You can just take my word for it. It's the other Rishonim Sfarad as well, right? Who say that it's really about who you give it to, right? Is it that you give it to anybody who asks, or is it that you check if the ani, like you do with regular stuff, is it that you check if the ani is in fact an ani? The answer is on Purim we don't check if aniim are aniim. We give it to anybody. Why? Because the whole point is to be mesameach people, right? On Purim, when aniim gets stuck, they feel a little bit better. Right, and where Aniyim needs lots and lots and lots of Simcha, so in addition to the general rules of Simcha and Purim, there's a special din of being Mesameach Niyani by giving them more Tzedakah. Okay? Yeah?
And the other side says, that was
Rishonei Sfarad. That was Rishonei Sfarad, yeah. This is a classic Rishonei Sfarad,
Rishonei Ashkenaz split.
Yeah, Rishonei Ashkenaz say what? It's a din in Sudas Purim. You're creating a Sudah for the Aniyim. Okay. So just one more interesting day on this issue. If you look at the Shita, let's skip the review and we'll know because we don't have a lot of time. And let's look at the Ravid. Right, and Nate that's quoted in the Shita Mekobet says. So the Shita Mekobet says on this Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Vezilshan arrived in the second paragraph, Vedilma shiny hossam dad dies the Purim with the Avi Levechule, Perush, Ha'am kshet nois nima mois li yada gabai, Lei nos noel zimgos Purim, Lekai mehem nim shtev esim kove yoim tov, Ve'ein ma'avir in al mitzvahis. Says the Raiva, the reason why you can't take Mois Purim and turn them into another Tzedakah is because they were given over for the mitzvah of Simchas Purim, and once they were given over for the purpose of mitzvah Simchas Purim, it would be ma'avirin al mitzvah. So it would be literally cancelling the mitzvah they were meant to be used for, and then taking them for something else if you use them for another mitzvah. I don't care if the mitzvah is important, right? You still can't do that. Okay? That's as opposed to the Rav Yohonas and Lil Nil, who says, Fine. What is a possible nafka mina of this? Of this question, of if it's meant to be, other than what can you actually use the money for, right? What is a possible nafka mina of this question of if it's meant to be used to create a big zilda for the anim, or is it meant to be a stocker on Purim? Okay, that is actually a very good nafka mina. If you're interested, the acronym mostly think you can't. Right? I didn't bring in the makaros for that, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah has a list in the Sharatian, the acronym mostly think you can't use Meiser Ksafim for it.
If you couldn't give it to them before Purim?
If you can give it before Purim, you can't, but it's mitzvah sayom, so... That might not make a difference, yeah?
If you should give food.
If there's a cue to just giving food. Or you can give food as stock. You can give food as stock as well, so...
Can you give it to
I do that when we have a neem knocking on the door. I often give them a little bit of food in addition to giving them money. I'm sorry?
Because it's not really enough for me, whether it's...
It makes a difference.
Can you give it to them 30 seconds before the end of Purim?
Sorry?
Can you give it to them 30 seconds before Purim finishes?
That's an interesting one. Right? Technically, I'd say even if it was for the purposes of Purim, do you know what I mean? I'd say it's not Mishulbech, but it's not. They're technically not Yotzei, I'm not sure.
When does the month of Suda end?
Sunset.
When Purim ends at Seif, then there could be enough money.
Purim ends with Tchiyas, and that's our fake, Venish Mashes. Okay, tough. So the first question was going to be how easy is it to change it to something else? Whereas the Gemara in one of the days does contemplate, and we pass in this way, perhaps changing the money to be used for something else. How easy is that going to be? Right, so if you look at the Aguda, Magos Purim Purim Ve'ein Anani Rosh Leshanes, Pasak Rav Afaz, Dehalach Gerav and Gamliel, Shemekil Mutter Leshanes, Ve'afilu Ani Batzmo. Says the Aguda, it's Mutter to use the money for something else.
Who is this?
The Aguda. The Aguda is a German Rishon. Right, a German Rishon. The Aguda, yes. The Aguda is an 11th century German Rishon. Right? I'm sorry?
How come we've never had it before?
Not particularly well known. Usually if I find something in the Aguda, I'll, only quote it if I didn't find it. Somebody that I think is more significant.
Is it published or is it only on project?
No, it's published. I mean, it's not widely available, but it's published. Pirish read that Tzibriyu Chol HaShanah is a Chol Mashi Yirtzu Ve'afilu Bali De'Gabai Ve'afilu Menorah Be'Veis HaKnesses Mutal HaShanah Yisrael Mitzvah Acheres Ayin Merarchin. And he says that the Re says that there is no distinction whatsoever between changing Matanis Levyonim to something else and changing any other money which was given for the purpose of mitzvah. It's literally the same thing. Right, so this is very, very strongly on the Tzedakah side of the equation, right?
Change isn't just like exchange the money?
No, just use it for something else. Even if the person gave it for the purpose of Matanis Levyonim, you can use it for something else.
Why is that enough?
If you say that Matanis Levyonim is very, 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 is a very, very, very special din of giving the money to the Aniyim for the purpose of Simchas Purim, it's got no relationship to anything else.
Yeah, then you can't.
But if it's really just Tzedakah, then you can use it for whatever.
What? Oh, because public funds is also...
Yeah. Now this is the Hagayis Ashri. The Hagayis Ashri is when it's Hagayis on the Rosh. You've probably encountered already, I assume. No? Okay, so he's a Rishon. Right? People don't always realize he's a Rishon. He's mainly well known because before the Or HaZeruah was printed, and before the Rav Yoh was printed, he was pretty much our only knowledge of what the Or HaZeruah and the Rav Yoh said. These days we typically have the Or HaZeruah and the Rav Yoh inside. Imki, he quotes an Or HaZeruah here that I don't know where it's from. Maybe it's from the Maharacha? No. Sorry? The Or HaZeruah and the Rav Yoh were printed about 150 years ago.
Printed as in found, or were just in manuscripts?
No, I think the manuscripts were lost. Right, which means that until that point, nobody really had them. So we had to rely on the deus of what they said from earlier Rishonim. And the problem is that so was the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef would quote half things from the Rav Yoh and the Or HaZeruah, and it was incomprehensible what they were saying. Right, the Haggai Sashri was one of our only sources for what they actually said.
Why was it incomprehensible?
Because they would only be half the tshuva.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so the Haggai Sashri says, Moshe chasha belibu lechalkam b'yom purim eina rasha lasanoisam eloisam maisats man chayav lechalek. Says the Rav. Says the Haggai Sashri in the name of the Arzor Ruah. I couldn't find this Arzor Ruah, I checked. Right? If you decided that certain money is going to be for the purpose of Matanis of Yonim, even if you haven't said that out loud, not only do you have to give it to Matanis of Yonim, you do. And not only can you change it, you can't. But you have to give those coins and not any others. It is basically impossible to change it to anything else. Right? Very strongly, and I'm not stuck aside with Chakira. If you're interested, the Maran and the Mordechai have a much more extensive discussion, which we'll skip for the moment, about when it's mutter to change Matanis of Yonim and it's not, different days. Fine.
Is there some kind of like chalot of you declaring, like being mafresh this money for tzedakah? Is there such a concept of hafresh tzedakah?
Absolutely.
That's prepared, like masrot?
Usual, most Rishonim thinking can be done by leif.
Right.
Just like Maestros. Right. To take your comparison.
So what it... But there's no Kedusha. It's not akin to the Beit HaGabbai.
It's a nidder. Right. Okay.
Is putting in a tzedakah box considered...
I think so, yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah, you have to actually give it tzedakah. Okay. Now the Ritva says something here which is very important. He says, the Says the Ritva, the din of matanas levyonim is to give a shava pruta. Now again, you might have thought that would be a little different, right? If it was for the purpose of the seuda, I mean, it still might be a shava pruta because tachas, the mitzvah is to give money. But you might have thought that you have to actually pay for a certain amount of food, you know, a kazayis or something. Right? Or a kibitza or some beitzovo. You might have thought the shear would be in food. The fact that the shear is a monetary shear is a little bit more in stock direction. Imki, that's not consistent with what the Ritva says somewhere else. I'm not certain about that one. But anyway, it might be it's an in-between position. It's a mitzvah to be mesameach, the anihim, midin staka, but dafkon purim, or something like that. Fine. In terms of, since somebody always ends up asking me, how do we hold? Right? And since this is a very halacha l'maisa shayla, no, how do we hold?
Has to be
Purim. I'm sorry?
Has to be for Purim.
Does it have to be for Purim? Okay, so let's read the Torah. We pass in the Torah, so let's read the Torah and we'll... Sorry?
We're not the Indian, so it's not our problem.
Okay. Right. Everybody has to give matanis levyonim. Two matanis to two levyonim. Ma'is shegavan lechalkan leanim beforim ein rashay lashanoisim l'stak acheres. You cannot change them to any other stock as the Torah, and that is the way we paskin. Right. Ve'ein an ani rashay la'atzian, and the ani cannot use them ledaracher for something else. Ela besodas purim. He should use them for the sodas purim. Ve'ein medaktikin mehen, and nobody, we're not careful about who we give it to. Ela kol mi sheposhet yada litol noitnin lo, echad Yisrael ve'echad ev degilolim. Right? Anybody who asks for it, we'll give it to them. We're not careful about who receives matanis levyonim. Meaning, who does a Torah passing like? Oh, like everybody. Right? He passing like the chumras on both sides. On the one hand, he paskins that we have, that the big, big chumrah, matanis levyonim, is that you give it to any ani no matter what. Right? And you don't check if the ani is really an ani, which was what all the Rishonim who said it was really about staka said. On the other, based on the Yerushalmi. Right? On the other hand,
it's not a kula for the anim.
Sorry?
It's a kula for the anim.
It's a chumrah for the person who's giving it. Right? He's not allowed to say, no, I don't think you're an ani. Right? On the other hand, he paskins that the ani is not allowed to then use the money for whatever he wants. Right? He paskins like shnei atzadim. And like, you know, that lemaisa is l'chorah the way we paskin.
But why do you give to goyim then?
Sorry?
Why can you give to goyim?
Darkei shalom.
Can you be yotzei?
So, but
since we give it to anybody, if a goy came up to you and asked for it and you didn't give it to them, it would look really bad.
But you're not yotzei the goy.
No, you're not. It has to be to another Jew. You're not Yotzei Matanis Levyonim to a guy.
But
So, yeah, no, you can give the money to him, but you're not Yotze, you'd have to still give it to Jews. Just in terms of, it's a very, very important thing to mention. In terms of the way we spend our time on Purim and our money on Purim, like before, buy costumes, right? The Brits in the room buy alcohol. And maybe Harry doesn't buy alcohol. I don't know. Oh, you buy alcohol? Good.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? That was I think.
Harry requires that we bring a bottle of wine if we want to get into a suda. That's the
okay.
Entrance.
Anyway, you spend money on alcohol, right? Whatever minimal quantity of alcohol you think you need to drink, or whatever maximal quantity of alcohol you think you need to drink on Purim, right? You spend money on a costume, typically. You spend money on mishloach manos, right? Maybe you spend money on getting yourself a nice megillah because you're a shana aleph and it feels really fun to be reading dafka from the class. Right. What you don't spend money on, typically, or at least a lot of money, is matanos levyanim. Right? All of the poskim, literally without any exception, say that it is totally the wrong priorities. Right? The thing that we spend money, that we really should spend money on Purim, is matanos levyanim. So I'll leave with that message. It is very, very important, right? People are genuinely in abject poverty, and the chance of them having a decent meal on Purim, as in something one pita with hummus, right, is dependent on you giving them money. So,
how does it work here?
How does it work? I think Rabbi Tarragon circulates and takes money, and people make sure he makes sure it goes to Aniyim on Purim Day.
Yeah, isn't it?
And there's also there's a Aniyim wandering around the Yishuv.
Isn't that on Purim or the
Aniyim? Yeah, there are lots of Aniyim who wander around the Yishuv. You'll see the ones that look like Haredim.
How much is the minimum?
You have as much as you can.
Shall I put it as 10 agro up to 20 agro?
Okay. Gentlemen, have a wonderful evening.